welcome to this week's edition of The Organist on Course with me, Damon Cox. Now, October is Black History Month, so for our composer spotlight this time, we turn to Duke Ellington. Much is known about the Duke's life, but when researching for this show, so much about how he rose to fame during a time when people of colour were not equal was inspirational, to say the least. Ellington first shot to fame at Harlem's Whites Only Cotton Club in the 1920s. There, the only mingling of black and white happened on the piano keyboard itself, as black performers entered through the back doors and could not interact with the white customers. Ellington used his creative musical talents against racist beliefs that African Americans were inferior or unintelligent. And once the civil rights movement of the 1950s began to fight for racial equality, his subtle activism style had focused on benefit concerts and not in the streets protests. But as the movement continued, Ellington included a non-segregation clause in his contracts and refused to play before segregated audiences by 1961. Despite all the difficulties he and his fellow band musicians faced, the pleasure he gave to people through his music still lives on. So let's get on with some music now, and it's time we took a trip on his very famous Caravan. This was co-written with one of his band members in 1936, and on tonight's show it's being played by Brian Rodwell on the Granada Tooting Wurlitzer. Thank you. Brian Rodwell and his iconic LP recorded on the Tooting Wurlitzer and the very rare recording that is too. Next up, a tune that was composed for a radio broadcast in October 1930 and was originally entitled Dreamy Blues. Shortly after, lyrics were added by Irving Mills and it became Mood Indigo. Now, the stylings of John's saying aren't for everybody, but they are for me, so here's his arrangement of that tune on the Mundelein Wurlitzer. The distinctive stylings of John Seng and the very equally distinctive sounds of the Mundelein Wurlitzer. Now forwards to a tune written during the days of World War II, 1944 to be exact. The Duke composed this tune along with Johnny Hodges and Harry James with lyrics by Don George. Here's Len Rawl at the Hall, that's the Free Trade Hall in Manchester, who's beginning to see the light. Thank you. course, you all know that song was actually called I'm Beginning to See the Light, and of course, Len Rawl at the ex-Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer. Time now for a tune that was introduced in 1941 in the musical review Jump for Joy by Evie Anderson. With lyrics by Paul Francis Webster, here's Tom Hazleton at the South Bank Wurlitzer with I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. Tom Hazleton and that rare recording seeing Tom in the UK on the South Bank Wurlitzer. Satin Doll was written in 1953 in collaboration with Billy Strayhorn. It was originally an instrumental hit, but Johnny Mercer was invited to write some lyrics. The tune is known for its unusual use of chords. So here to play Satin Doll is Nigel Ogden and his iconic arrangement featuring the Christie in the Astra Clan Dubno. Thank you. the unmistakable sounds of Nigel Ogden on the Astroclan Dudno Christie. In 1932, the Duke composed an instrumental tune inspired by three of his great teachers. He was quoted saying, "They taught all winter and toured all Europe in the summer. To me, that spelled sophistication." Lyrics were added later by Irving Mills, and it was met with approval from the Duke himself, who described them as wonderful, but not entirely fitted to my original conception. Well, if you haven't already guessed it, it's Sophisticated Lady. This tune deserves a sophisticated and sumptuous arrangement. So who better than Charlie Baylo?
Thank you.
sophisticated lady Charlie Baylow at the Organstock Pizza restaurant in Mesa, Arizona. Perhaps the Duke's most famous hit is the next one, and it's the last track for this show. Written in 1931, a song that became famous and Ellington himself wrote as the expression of a sentiment which prevailed among jazz musicians at that time. Here's a stonking arrangement by Jonas Nordwell on the organ grinder restaurant Wurlitzer in Portland, Oregon. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Jonas Nordwall proving that he does indeed have some swing with that stonking arrangement of that Ellington tune, bringing this week's show featuring the compositions of Duke Ellington to a close. Now next week, John Leeming is at the microphone and it's Mellotone all the way. We'll be featuring Compton organs, all with mellotones, and as I jokingly said to him, perhaps we should call the show Snap, Crackle and Pop. But of course, if a mellotone's set up correctly, there should be no crackling at all. Anyway, don't forget you can follow us on social media on our website at www.organistencores.co.uk, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and of course you can subscribe to our mailing list too. So from me, Damon Cox, this week, signing off, saying all the best and take care.